Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, early this morning, this is on a Thursday on June 24, early this morning, a devastating building collapse happened in Miami, Florida, where an entire facade of a building just collapsed, filled with condominium units. They are pulling people from the rubble. Work crews are working hard to stabilize the building and look for survivors among the rubble. Now, our agency is definitely thinking of the victims and their families at this time, especially also the rescue workers who are working hard to dig through the debris to find people and bring them to safety. So our hearts and prayers are going out to those families in Miami at this time. That did spark today's podcast title, Additional Living Expense. See, the question comes up about as far as residents who lost their condominium units, you know, the facade that fell were a bunch of condominium units, but also the other unit owners whose units were undamaged, so on the other side of the building. The building, of course, will be slated as non-inhabitable, whether the rest of the units are okay. The concern is that the building is now unstable and could completely collapse. You know, if one side falls down, that makes the rest of the sides very unstable. So, unfortunately, the whole building could come down. So whether these people's units were damaged or undamaged, nobody is going to be getting into that building. Now, what are the residents to do if they're unable to access their unit? If they have condominium owner's insurance, and I'm assuming that they all did, this is a very nice building. I would assume that whoever the condo owner is, as far as the building itself, would have required each unit owner to have condominium owner's insurance on it. They would be able to take advantage of the coverage on their policy, additional living expense. Okay. Sometimes that coverage is referred to as loss of use coverage. Now, this coverage provides funds to help insureds when they are displaced from their home or condominium unit due to a covered loss. Now, collapse is a covered peril on most homeowners, renters, and condominium insurance policies. Okay. Now, this coverage affords funds to get a temporary residence, whether it's a hotel room, a motel room, an apartment to live in while your residence is uninhabitable due to a covered loss. Okay. So these people won't be left out in the cold. They won't be relying on a homeless shelter to, you know, have a roof over their head. They would just call their insurance company, turn in a claim, and I'm sure an adjuster would right away authorize them to get a hotel room or a motel room in the area right away. So tonight they'll be able to sleep in a nice warm bed somewhere and not worry about where they're going to be living. So that's a good thing. Okay. It also will afford funds for expenses incurred that you would not have normally incurred if you're able to live in your residence. So these people, you know, a lot of them just have the clothes on their backs. So the adjuster will allot them a certain amount that they can go out and get, you know, a change of clothes, get some underwear, get some socks, to at least help them through this period of time until they can figure out what's going to happen to the building and whether or not they'll be able to go in and access their personal property and pull it out. Okay. It will also afford expenses like if they're in a hotel room, they don't have access to their kitchen or their refrigerator, so they're going to have to eat out. As long as they save their receipts, they would be able to get reimbursed for having to eat their meals out while they're being displaced. Okay. Using a laundromat. If they had a washer and dryer in the unit, they don't have access to that anymore. So how are they going to, you know, they're going to have to wash and dry their clothes. They're going to have to go to a laundromat. They're going to have to get receipts for that so that they can get reimbursed. Now, one thing that it also covers is if they have a pet. If they have a pet, a lot of hotels and motels and some apartment complexes will not allow a pet. Some will allow it like a small animal, but by and large, you can probably figure that they won't allow pets. The additional living expense coverage or the loss of use coverage will pay the daily charges for a kennel so that you can kennel your pet until which time you're able to go back to the unit or find another permanent residence to live in. Now, as far as how much coverage you have, some insurance carriers offer a time limit, typically 12 to 24 months. 12 months is usually about what it would cost or how long it would take for a house to be rebuilt. You know, they give a little allowance for that. Usually a house can be rebuilt in, you know, 6-8 months, but they allow for 12 months in most cases. Some policies allow for 24 months. So in reality, they would have between 12 and 24 months of coverage. There's no real dollar limit, but I'm sure that the insurance company has some sort of a dollar limit per day or per month that can be used. So check with your insurance carrier. If they do offer a 12 to 24 month policy, find out what the caps are. I'm sure there's a weekly, daily, monthly cap as far as how much they'll pay. It's not going to be carte blanche. You're not going to be able to stay at the five Four Seasons hotel and dine out and eat lobster and you know, crab legs every night for dinner. We're talking about, you know, average expenses. So, you know, staying at a Holiday Inn or staying, you know, at a moderately priced hotel. And, of course, you know, eating at not at a fancy restaurant, but, you know, usually at a fast casual or, you know, something like that. Some other companies, they offer a percentage of your dwelling or personal property amount on the policy, and that's typically 20 to 40%, depending on the carrier. So, for example, if you've got a home that's covered for $100,000 on a 20% policy, you would have $20,000 to cover your additional living expenses, or $40,000 if you've got the 40%. Okay. Now, something to keep in mind, that this coverage is only available for covered losses. Okay, so it has to be fire, vandalism, collapse, something that is covered on your policy. If your furnace breaks in the middle of winter and that's due to just wear and tear, you're out of luck. You're going to have to pay that coverage on your own. But if your furnace catches fire and burns your house down, or you know, your roof collapses, or something that would be covered by your policy, then the additional living expenses would kick in. I have dealt with a few claims over the last 25 years for additional living expenses. I've had a couple of cases where the clients have overstepped their coverage a little bit. I had one situation where a client could move back into their home, but they claim that because the home wasn't completely done and that there was still work to do, that the dust and stuff like that, they could not have their pets in the home. So they needed to board their pet for an additional, I think it was like additional month or something like that until the construction was completely done. The construction of the home was done to the point where they could move back into the home. You know, the bedrooms were done, the kitchen was done. It was just like the living room and a few other areas that needed to be done. But they kind of, I believe, overstepped their bounds a little bit. The adjuster was courteous enough and I think gave them an additional 2 weeks of kennel coverage, but they didn't go for the whole month. I had another client that just submitted a bunch of receipts, you know, staying out, going out to fancy restaurants and stuff like that. The adjuster knew right away that they were trying to get something over on the insurance company and didn't pay the entire bill, but did pay a moderate amount of, you know, what they would have paid at a normal restaurant. I mean, like I said, these people were trying to charge, you know, lobster thermidor and, you know, alcohol and stuff like that to the insurance company, and the insurance company wasn't having it. But by and large, you know, if going out to a fast casual restaurant, you know, alcohol probably wouldn't be covered, you know, but normal drinks and whatnot. Again, going to the laundromat, having to kennel your pet, things that you would normally not have to pay for. If you were living in your residence, that's what additional living expense is there to help with. You can go to our website, mvpinsure.us. I just have a short article. It's something I wrote myself with an explanation of additional living expense, like I explained on the podcast here today. So you got mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on the Let's Talk Insurance link. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you're listening to this podcast later on, easy enough, just go up to the search bar, type in additional living expense, and it'll bring you to the blog post associated to this podcast. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to shoot us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a wonderful week, a safe week, and again, our hearts and prayers go out to the families that were affected by the condo building collapse in Miami, Florida. Take care and Godspeed.